This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. From safe harbor to tech sovereignty, 2 decades of structural exposure. The paper covers the period from 2000 to 2026. It has 25 timeline entries. The timeline includes 23 entries graded as fact and 2 entries graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is dependency built in plain sight from 2000 to 2018. 2000, European Union and United States establish safe harbor framework for transatlantic data transfers. The European Commission and the United States Department of Commerce create the European Union and United States Safe Harbor Framework, allowing American companies to self-certify compliance with European Union data protection standards and thereby lawfully transfer personal data from Europe to the United States. This entry is graded as fact. June 2013, Snowden reveals PRISM. NS are systematically collecting data from Google, Microsoft, Apple, and Facebook. Documents published by Edward Snowden confirm that the NSA's PRISM program directly and systematically accessed data held by major United States technology companies, including Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, and Yahoo, covering non-United States persons without their knowledge. This entry is graded as fact. 6 October 2015. Schrems I, Court of Justice strikes down safe harbor as incompatible with European Union fundamental rights. The Court of Justice of the European Union rules in case C-362/14, Schrems v. Data Protection Commissioner, that the Safe Harbor Agreement is invalid. The court finds that United States surveillance law, confirmed by the Snowden documents, gives American authorities access to European Union citizens' data in ways that cannot be reconciled with fundamental rights under the European Union Charter. This entry is graded as fact. 12 July 2016, European Union and United States Privacy Shield enters into force on the same structural fault line as Safe Harbor. The European Commission and the United States government negotiate Privacy Shield as a replacement for Safe Harbor. Privacy Shield introduces strengthened self-certification obligations and an ombudsperson mechanism for European Union citizens. This entry is graded as fact. 23 March 2018, United States Cloud Act signed, American authorities gain statutory global reach over data held by any United States incorporated company. President Trump signs the Clarifying Lawful Overseas Use of Data Act. The Cloud Act explicitly authorizes United States federal law enforcement to compel United States incorporated cloud providers to produce data regardless of where it is physically stored, including on servers located entirely within European Union borders. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is sovereignty gestures, structural failure, from 2019 to 2023. October 2019, Germany and France announce Gaia-X, a sovereign European cloud infrastructure project. At Germany's digital summit in Berlin, Economy Minister Peter Altmaier and French counterpart Bruno Le Maire announced Gaia-X, framed as Europe's sovereign answer to hyperscaler dependence. The project proposes a federated, rules-based cloud infrastructure governed by European law and open to European providers. This entry is graded as fact. June 2020, Gaia-X formally constituted as an association in Brussels, United States hyperscalers admitted as members. Gaia-X is formally constituted as an international not-for-profit association in Brussels, with 22 founding member companies from France and Germany. Within months of formation, AWS, Google, and Microsoft successfully apply for and are granted membership, gaining seats on working groups and technical committees alongside European founding members. This entry is graded as fact. 16 July 2020, Schrems II, ECJ strikes down Privacy Shield, placing the majority of European Union cloud workloads in legal limbo. The Court of Justice rules in case C-311/18, Data Protection Commissioner v. Facebook Ireland, that the European Union and United States Privacy Shield is invalid. The court finds that FISA Section 702 authorizes United States intelligence agencies to conduct bulk collection of non-United States persons' data on a scale the European Union Charter cannot accommodate, and that United States legal remedies for European Union citizens are insufficient. This entry is graded as fact. From 2021 to 2022, Gaia-X's governance is shaped by hyperscaler participation. Initiative loses coherence as sovereignty instrument. Within 18 months of Gaia-X's formal launch, United States hyperscalers use their positions inside the association to participate in drafting technical standards and certification criteria. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. The third phase is weaponization and emergency response. From 2025 to 2026. 6 February 2025. Trump executive order sanctions ICC chief prosecutor, triggering the first documented disruption of Microsoft services to an international institution. President Trump signs an executive order imposing sanctions on international criminal court officials, including chief prosecutor Karim Khan, over arrest warrants connected to alleged Israeli war crimes in Gaza. The sanctions place United States companies, including Microsoft, in legal jeopardy regarding continued service provision to sanctioned individuals and entities. This entry is graded as fact. February 2025, White House memo labels European Union digital regulation overseas extortion and signals tariff retaliation. The White House issues a memorandum titled Defending American Companies and Innovators from Overseas Extortion and Unfair Fines and Penalties, calling for countermeasures, including tariffs, where foreign governments impose regulations deemed discriminatory against United States technology companies. This entry is graded as fact. Early 2025, Eurostack initiative formally launched. More than 300 European tech CEOs endorse 300 billion euros sovereignty program. Eurostack is formally launched as an industry-backed initiative for European technological independence, originating from a September 2024 conference at the European Parliament. This entry is graded as fact. May 2025, ICC chief prosecutor's Microsoft email access disrupted, institution migrates to Swiss provider Proton Mail. ICC chief prosecutor Karim Khan is reported unable to access his Microsoft account and migrates to Proton Mail, a Swiss-based encrypted email provider outside United States jurisdiction. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. July 2025. Germany, France, Italy, and Netherlands establish European Digital Infrastructure Consortium for Sovereign Digital Tools. The four largest European Union economies establish the European Digital Infrastructure Consortium, EDIC, for Digital Commons, a formal multilateral vehicle to develop and scale sovereign digital tools at European level. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Three frameworks, one failure. The legal architecture is structurally incompatible with the dependency it governs. Safe Harbor, Privacy Shield, and the European Union and United States data privacy framework failed or face challenge for the same structural reason. United States Surveillance Law, Executive Order 12,333, FISA Section 702, and the Cloud Act grants American intelligence and law enforcement authorities access to data held by United States incorporated companies at a scale and with a reach that European Union fundamental rights law cannot accommodate. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Gaia-X's failure was a policy choice, not a design accident. The admission of AWS, Microsoft, and Google as founding members of Gaia-X was not forced on the initiative by market circumstances. It reflected a deliberate political decision, supported by the European Commission, to include hyperscalers as co-architects of European cloud standards rather than build a genuinely competitive alternative to them. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Trump weaponized a dependency that existed and was being exploited under every previous administration. The ICC-Microsoft incident, the tariff threats, and the Lutnick-Brussels exchange did not create Europe's digital dependency, they revealed it. The structural vulnerability was present throughout the Obama and Biden administrations, both of which operated PRISM, maintained Cloud Act enforcement, and benefited commercially and geopolitically from United States technology dominance in European markets. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Three frameworks, one failure. The legal architecture is structurally incompatible with the dependency it governs. Safe Harbor, Privacy Shield, and the European Union and United States data privacy framework failed or face challenge for the same structural reason. United States Surveillance Law, Executive Order 12333, FISA Section 702, and the Cloud Act grants American intelligence and law enforcement authorities access to data held by United States incorporated companies at a scale and with a reach that European Union fundamental rights law cannot accommodate. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Gaia-X's failure was a policy choice, not a design accident. The admission of AWS, Microsoft, and Google as founding members of Gaia-X was not forced on the initiative by market circumstances. It reflected a deliberate political decision, supported by the European Commission, to include hyperscalers as co-architects of European cloud standards rather than build a genuinely competitive alternative to them. The practical recommendation is direct: ratify and implement the tech sovereignty package before the next anticipated CJEU ruling on the data privacy framework. A third invalidation of the European Union and United States data transfer framework by the CJEU, widely anticipated by privacy advocates, will immediately place every European institution running on United States cloud in acute legal and operational jeopardy simultaneously. The CAD, a framework and CHIPS Act too need to be enforced before that ruling, not enacted in response to it. The practical recommendation is direct: exclude United States incorporated companies from governance roles in any European sovereignty initiative. Gaia-X established the failure mode clearly. Hyperscalers admitted as co-authors of sovereignty standards will co-author standards compatible with their continued dominance. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.